So, hero or troublemaker, or worse, villain, traitor, where will history put Julian Assange? Julian Zelitzer is a professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. He helps us put today's questions in historical perspective. And Julian, we thought immediately, of course, of Daniel Ellsberg, a researcher at RAND, who released the so-called Pentagon Papers showing the government wasn't telling the truth about the Vietnam War. Your thoughts?
Well, there are similarities, and the most important one is that the data that was dumped or the information that was shared in the end did reveal some wrongdoing in the government in different ways. But they're also, in my mind, very different. Ellsberg released the Pentagon study through formal media institutions, the New York Times and the Washington Post initially, which had editorial controls and production controls. He wasn't accused of stealing or helping to steal the information. And it was also just a different era in politics in terms of how information circulated. So I don't think they're exactly the same.
Well, some would say that it's Chelsea Manning that's either the hero or traitor, depending on how you look at it, because she paid the consequences for getting those documents to Assange. But it's so interesting. You say, you know, it depends on what was dumped. And as we just heard, we're reminded that, you know, the WikiLeaks printed the DNC emails. And some might think, yeah, that was a great thing. But then, you know, it was the Russians who stole those. So it's kind of funny. I mean, you can look at it through different prisms.
And Ellsberg, obviously, back in the 70s, was trying to reveal how we got into a bad war. And the story about Assange and his relation to the 2016 election, which is not part of today's arrest,
Right. Colors
him in a different way, that not only might he have been part of taking information illegally, but also that he had political motives, that there was a partisan element to what he did. And I think we can't separate those two stories as people make judgments about what happened.
Well, you know, WikiLeaks is saying that this is a question of freedom of the press. Your thoughts on that?
Well, there are many defenders of WikiLeaks who say just that, that Assange is a journalist and that he should be afforded the protections of journalism. I think it's still more complicated. I'm not an expert, but WikiLeaks is different than a newspaper or even a television network in that it was directly giving these sensitive documents without any kind of analysis or filter to the public. And so I think that's why the case becomes a little trickier.
Yeah. And how does it fit into President Trump's attacks on the media, enemy of the people?
Well, I think it's hard for critics of Assange, many critics of Assange, to make their case in some ways because of the president. The president has ongoing attacks on the news media, has threatened institutions of journalism. So I think there are going to be many people reluctant to say, well, maybe there's a case here, because they fear fueling the president's rhetoric, a dangerous rhetoric in the minds of many observers.
Well, we only have a minute here, a minute or so, but I've wondered your thoughts, because there are two stories that are intersecting here, the arrest of Julian Assange and the imminent release of a redacted version of the Mueller report. And, you know, if Julian Assange had his way, that Mueller report would come right out without any redactions. Your thoughts on how, you know, people who would support a media in which if you got your hands on those, you just publish them?
Look, there are reasons to have redactions, and there's reason to be cautious with these kinds of reports, because there's lots of information culled together. But this is why congressional oversight is essential. We have an institution that can look into this as well before the public sees it and make sure the redactions are legitimate rather than political. And that's going to need to happen with the Mueller report. Otherwise, many people won't trust what they see.
Well, which institution is that? Because right now people don't trust some of the institutions.
Well, the institution is the House of Representatives. Mm-hmm. I think the Democrats have a role to play right now in seeing why Mueller is making the decisions he does. And I think people like Congressman Nadler are going to check.
Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton, also co-author with Kevin Cruz of the terrific book Fault Lines, A History of the U.S. Since 1974. Great read. Julian, thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.